coming out of the hill. Time now for Wayne Pond to come along and amaze you and dazzle you and whatever other verb you want to use. Wayne Pond has our word of the day. Wayne, I'm curious, man. Tell me. Relieve the suspense, please.
All right. Ron, we're doing words here that appear to be misspellings, possibly mispronunciations. And here is yet another wonderful example. The word of the day, let me spell it for you first. A-G-R-E-M-E-N-T. A-G-R-E-M-E-N-T. It looks as though after the G-R, you're missing an E, and therefore you would have the word agreement. Well, this, according to the wordsmith, is again a word that's new to me. This is pronounced agreement, agreement, A-G-R-E, just one E, M-E-N-T. It is a noun. It means formal approval. I guess this is a term that would be used by real estate people or lawyers. I don't know. And you take your pick there. Formal approval, especially approval given by one country to the proposed diplomat from another country. So when you go over and visit the other radio stations and you exchange ambassadors, you're participating in agreement. You love it or do you love it?
I love it, but there's not a whole lot of that going on right now between the United States and other countries, that's for sure.
No, you had to point that out. You had to point that out. Oh, all right, buddy. There's your word of the day. A-G-R-E-M-E-N-T. Agreement. A formal diplomatic approval. Okay?
All right, buddy. There's your intellectual corner of the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, never let it be said that this show is not educational in a big way. That is Wayne Pond with a word of the day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.